Tonight I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. For several weeks now, we've been discussing the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, various sections of it. And we covered planning last week, and this week I'd like to start with the preparedness calendar. This particular calendar in the book is based over a year's time, but on the very top it says supplies, training, are you prepared? So this evening we're going to cover month 1, 2, and 3 on page 44 of that book. And if you'd like to discuss that, I think possibly it refreshes our skills so we know that maybe we've forgotten something along the line. Right? So for month 1, the planning is build your grab-and-go binder, page 39. We have covered that at one time, but you can always go back and refresh. Think about what disasters you are planning for. See chapter 1, hazards. Sign up for the Citizens Alert by visiting www.rvem.org. Install smoke detector or change their batteries if needed. Also under month 1 is training. Train or be trained. Choose an evacuation location, one on each side of any river you cross. Consider finding a location across the county in case your entire community needs to be evacuated. Supplies, gather or purchase. Get binder with clear sleeves or thumb drive to store documents listed in your grab-and-go binder on page 39. Add 1 gallon of water per person or pet to your supplies. Aim to add a 3-day supply of water per person and pet each month. Since you'll be adding each month, consider how you want to purchase it. Cases, gallons, 5 gallons, 20 gallons, or large drums. For month 2's planning, take photos, videos of every room, closet, cabinet, and drawer in your home. Store photos online, if possible, or in your binder. Be sure to photograph big ticket items individually. Contact your insurance provider to make sure you have enough coverage to replace your home and its contents. Training, train or be trained. Practice evacuating from each room of your home. Do day and night drills as well as rain and shine drills. Supplies, gather or purchase. Add 3 more days worth of water per person and pet to your kit. Add ready-to-eat foods to your supplies. Start with enough for 3 days worth for each household member. Add any necessary baby supplies. For month 3 planning, decide who you are planning for. Remember, that may include people who do not live with you, an elderly neighbor or a child who is left home alone, and animals. Will you need to purify water if your purchased water expires or runs out? You can find a water-to-bleach ratio sheet and a boiling time sheet for sterilizing water online. Print it out and keep a copy in your kit. Train or be trained. Focus on learning or teaching some of the skills your grandparents had. Learn to preserve food and gather, filter and purify water. Learn to sew, darn a sock, or replace a button. Learn to make candles and soap. Learn to hunt and fish when seasonally appropriate. gather or purchase supplies. Get large capacity coffee filters to water, filter water if you run out of stored water. Get one purification method, dye-free bleach, chlorine tabs, etc. Add another 3 days' worth of water. Add 3 days' worth of canned food, preferably in water, and a can opener. Get foods you know your family will eat. Add a sewing kit or simple sewing supplies, needles, needle thread or thread, thimble, scissors, etc. to your kit. So that covers the first 3 months. Some of us are more prepared like that, but maybe it will give you some ideas in case you hadn't thought of those things. So next week we'll cover page 2 of that. It'll be months 4, 5, and 6. So moving forward. So as I call your name, if you and your call sign, if you have any suggestions or anything to add to that, I'm sure we'd all appreciate hearing that. I'm not sure if WRMW211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, or Betty are available. WRMW211 Hope, is anyone available in their household? 211 negative contact, so I'd like to check in for the four of them. They're very busy folks. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen, do you copy? Hey there, I copy you loud and clear. How do you copy me? Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear as well. Awesome. So is there anything that you can think of that you'd like to add to that supplies or training part?
No, I think it's all very valid and very appropriate and much needed, and I think that on a continuous basis we should be going through the book, going through whatever books we have to as remembrances of what we can add to it. Pardon the noise, I'm using my handheld. But that's about it. I'm pretty happy with what that says, and it kind of correlates with my other book. So thank you, Karen.
Well, thank you, Robin. We really appreciate that. Yeah, I think it's this book is really good for us to practice our skills and refresh different things. So thank you so much for sharing, Robin. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
378, clear and checking out. Thanks, Karen, for what you do.
You're very well, and thank you. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you, Robin. It'd be nice if I could speak tonight. Break. Seems to be one of those evenings where I'm tripping over my own tongue. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656, Sylvia. I read you loud and clear.
Awesome. That's great. There's a little bit of static in the background, but we hear you pretty loud and clear as well. So we've been covering quite a bit in supplies and training. Are you prepared? Is there anything you'd like to add to what we've been talking about, Sylvia?
Well, I don't know if this is a question or what, but I found what it had to say about storing a gallon of water a day for a person or a pet kind of interesting, and I'm thinking, what do people do? Do they have a set of shelves? Do they just, because that's what gets to be a lot of water to store. Anyway, it's just an interesting thought there and a very good idea.
Awesome, I agree there. Yeah, I believe a lot of people do that. They do store on shelves in the corner of the other room, that sort of thing. And also I know people that have the bigger container of water of 5-gallon barrels and bigger at that. So there's a lot of different ideas there. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Sylvia?
Well, that leads to other interesting thoughts, because water is so heavy, and if you did have to evacuate, it might not be where you're going. Think about going, they said, to the other side of the river. You hope the other people provide it for you, I guess. So it's good to provide for other people, too. Thank you, Karen. Very interesting subject.
Copy that. Yeah, that's definitely one that you definitely need to think about. I do know that when I travel certain distances, I always carry additional water with me. It may not be enough for a long term, but at least I do have that with me. So, well, thank you, Sylvia, for bringing that up, and maybe some of the other ladies have some ideas. We appreciate your sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy you.
Copy that, Carol. You're coming in pretty loud and clear. I know that you're not quite up to par yet, so we appreciate your participating. Is there anything that you'd like to share regarding supplies and training for preparing for whatever might come?
We carry a case of water in on our vehicles all the time.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. Like Sylvia said, that can be really heavy, but a case of water, you can take out individual bottles as you please, so that's a really good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
I just want prayers for my daughter that lives down in Sonido, California, and fires are all the way around her, and I haven't heard from her today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, definitely, we will keep your daughter in our prayers, Carol. Hope all is well. Maybe keep us posted that everything's okay once you do hear. I'm so sorry. You're in our thoughts and prayers as well. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, and I am doing well. And I really like the idea that we keep our that water in there, and we can use it individually. We need it.
Awesome. Well, that makes total sense to me. Well, thank you, ladies, both of you ladies, for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. You copy?
Hi, this is WRKV 487 Kimber, and yes, I'm sick.
Well, that's not a good thing, Kimber. If we will keep you in our thoughts and prayers as well, and hopefully you get through being sick and everything's okay here shortly. Is there anything that you'd like to share about what we've been discussing?
I just think it's a great idea for everybody to be doing that, and specifically training and practicing evacuations. I like that part the best, practice evacuation from each room of your home, and do so in the day and night, rain or shine, and just get your family ready for things like that, and then get your photos or whatever things you plan on taking ready to grab. And bills, and I like the thumb drive thing that you can put it all in a thumb drive and put it in your back bag so that you can do that. So, I like the whole idea, and thanks for doing the net. God bless all, and prayers going out to everyone.
Well, thanks, and prayers to you and yours as well, Kimber. Would you like to discuss the Amron net?
Yeah, it should probably make things clear to some people because I'm still getting questions. So the AMRON Net, which is now combined with the Emergency Preparedness Net, so we call it AMRON Emergency Preparedness, on the NV725 repeater and surrounding areas, which is Klamath Falls, Grants Pass, Roseburg, and Illinois Valley, it is Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and in Jackson County on the Elk 675 and Phoenix 700 repeaters, it is Monday nights at 8. So Sunday nights at 7, Grants Pass area, Monday nights at 8 for Jackson County. And you're all welcome to come on over, and let me break. You're welcome to come on over, and we do a roll call, and we do our Channel 3 project, and we want people to get used to talking on the repeater and off the repeater in times of emergency. So it's a good practice, and highly recommend it. If anybody wants to receive the intelligence brief, they can email me, and I send that at an email list now. So I haven't been able to get it out for last week. I apologize. Anyway, back to Net. Thank you, Karen.
Well, thank you very much for that information, Kimber, and you're in our thoughts and prayers and hope you get well. Well, thanks for sharing all that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy and read you loud and clear.
Copy that. There's a little bit of static in the background, but you're coming in loud and clear. So is there any questions or anything you'd like to add to the preparedness calendar supplies and training we've been discussing?
No, but after watching a lot of different people being interviewed from the California fires, it really makes you realize that you got to be prepared to go.
Totally, and I guess I didn't mention it earlier, but all of our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those residents that have lost everything as well. And like you said, watching videos of that, it's like you never know when something's going to happen, so it's best to be prepared ahead of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Diana?
No, I just think this book is real thorough. It's really good, so thanks for going through it, too.
Thank you for sharing all the things that you share as well. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?